Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. The protesting over the president calling up the military to crack down on demonstrators in Los Angeles, spreading to several other cities around the nation, including here in New York, where it got ugly last night in Lower Manhattan. Our Glenn Shuck is downtown in Foley Square and joins us.
And it started out peaceful, as most of these do. It was around 5 o'clock when it started up near the ICE office here in Lower Manhattan at the federal buildings. Again, peaceful, and then it really started to ramp up. So as the darkness fell, approaching around 9, officers in riot gear started clashing with some of the demonstrators, and this went on for hours. Foley Square area and around Duane Street as well. Now, we're being told this morning at least 80 arrests is what we're going to be told by the NYPD right now, although they're saying the number could change as they process of those taken into custody. All of this going on until about midnight. This woman telling 1010 Winds, demonstrators hope that there's a change in immigration policy.
I also have family in LA and stuff. It's the same thing. They're just going to go from one big city to the other until they tackle everything down. And this is just the beginning of what we hope the end will be soon.
And the organizers of the protests, well, they're going to be back again. They say right back in the same location at Foley Square at 5 o'clock tonight by the hundreds, maybe thousands. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM here in Lower Manhattan.
New York City lawmakers are asking the city's Department of Investigation to look into whether the New York City Police Department is violating the city's sanctuary laws.
The NYPD is adamant that it does not talk to the feds on civil immigration cases, but it does give info on criminal cases. Council Speaker Adrian Adams says there are questions.
Reports that NYPD collaboration and information shared with federal agencies being used in civil immigration proceedings are disturbing.
The feds asked the NYPD for info on a Columbia student being investigated for money laundering. Now that student is charged with overstaying her visa. Immigration Committee Chair Alexa Aviles believes it's possible the NYPD didn't know how the info would be used.
Clearly, there was a breach.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Win. On 92.3 FM.
The race for governor of New Jersey is now set. Democrat Mikey Sherrill will face off against Republican Jack Cittarelli. In her victory speech, she took aim at him.
And as a mom of four teenagers, you guys know I am not going to put up with the incompetent, whiny nonsense coming from aggrieved MAGA Republicans.
Cittarelli telling supporters,
14 months ago, we kicked off this campaign with one goal in mind: fixing and saving our great state. Tonight, we took the next step in achieving our mission with a clear and convincing primary victory.
He also thanked the president, whom he called New Jersey's most well-known part-time resident, for his endorsement. Former Mayor Mike Bloomberg has endorsed former Governor Andrew Cuomo in the New York City mayor's race. Cuomo issued a statement saying he's deeply honored. He told ABC 7.
He managed the city well. Things worked. And he understands that a mayor has to be able to manage. A mayor needs experience.
Political consultant Hank Scheinkoff tells 1010 Wins this is a big deal.
The campaign is coming to conclusion, and people are endorsing candidates all over who, frankly, they think can make a difference. Mike Bloomberg's endorsement matters a lot. By many people, he's seen as a very competent, real lover of New York City, and it's a big feather in anyone's cap who gets that endorsement.
Primary day in New York is June 24th. Mayor Adams will be among the mourners today, paying tribute to the late Harlem Congressman Charlie Rangel, whose body will lie in state for the next 2 days at City Hall. Rangel died on May 26th at the age of 94. His funeral is set for Friday at St. Patrick's Cathedral. Mayor Adams' new budget includes a major financial boost for the city's Department of Cultural Affairs, an increase of $45 million.
It empowers us to celebrate our diversity, to understand that in our dance, our song, our movements, it is a way of expression. And also it compels people to come inside and to embrace each other.
As part of a 10-year capital plan, what the mayor calls the best budget ever also includes $3.1 billion for cultural institutions and libraries. All of this is in conjunction with the Founded by NYC campaign, which was unveiled last year as part of New York's 400th anniversary celebration. The Donald Trump Stormy Daniels hush money conviction heads back to court today. A three-judge panel is set to hear arguments in the now president's long-running fight to get the New York case moved from state to federal court. A lower court judge twice rejected that, but Trump lawyers are now asking a federal appeals court to seize control of the criminal case, which is currently pending in a state appeals court. If that happens, Trump could then try to have his 34-count felony conviction tossed on the grounds of presidential immunity. We have an update to the story we told you yesterday about a toddler who went missing a month ago in the Bronx, and this update is not good.
NYPD dive teams searching the Bronx River at Garrison Park for missing 2-year-old boy Montrell Williams. He was last seen during a visit with his father on May 10th. When the boy wasn't returned to his mother that night, she reported him missing. She saw Montrell's father and asked where their son is. He allegedly pulled a knife, telling her the boy is in the river. Mayor Adams weighing in on the investigation.
We need to find out exactly what happened. We're still praying that the child is all right. We don't know a final outcome.
The father is in custody for the knife incident and is being questioned by detectives. At Garrison Park in the Bronx, Monica Guy, 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM.
In a rally outside City Hall today with animal rights advocates once again demanding city lawmakers put an end to the horse-drawn carriage industry in New York. Adina Bernhardt is the executive director of NYCLASS.
Horses are meant to run free, but when they run free in New York City, they end up nearly killing people. So that's been one of the topics, but we're also looking to pass Flacco's laws.
Yeah, that's a bill that aims at better protections for urban wildlife. The rally is at 12:30 this afternoon. On the heels of the 10th anniversary Hamilton performance at the Tonys, Lin-Manuel Miranda and his family were at the Tribeca Festival to help launch the Colectivo Fellowship, which champions a new generation of Latinx films.
Really special. You know, we Tribeca came to us a few years ago, actually, after our success premiering in the Heights at the festival, and said we want to do something to empower Latino filmmakers that are emerging still, and that's all I ever want to do.
Created in partnership with the Miranda Family Fund and the Hispanic Federation, the program provided three emerging filmmakers funding, mentorship, and an opportunity to premiere an original short film at this year's festival.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.